You have reached the Inspirational Voice Line at Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message finds you serenity and peace today and in the days ahead. Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. The Parables of the Mustard Seed and the Yeast. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Although it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch on its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled that was spoken throughout the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. God blesses the reading of Scripture. These are two interesting images, two very small things, the mustard seed and the yeast, two very small things that are significant in what might be overlooked. They're two things that require some humility, because all too often in our world, we look at things about what we get in return. How big they will be, how much people will notice, how much attention will be received by doing said things. So often when we don't see a high level of return, we tend to not want to do them. We have to show humility in these times. The humble task that may lead to greater things, greater insight, and greater truth down the road. You know, the object of yeast, the idea of yeast, reminds me of my grandmother making bread. She would put a small disc of dough in a bowl and cover it with a napkin. And that would sit on a cool spot in our countertop in our kitchen. And over time, she would check it, and it would get bigger and larger. But it required patience. You never saw what was going on underneath that napkin. But you knew, at the end, there could be something great. Something that would feed us. Something that would nourish us. It works gradually. It works secretly. I think it's important that over time we move about our day, we understand that a lot of our gestures aren't the grandest gestures. They're not the biggest things, but they're small incremental steps. And that can be a Bible study, reading of Scripture, setting aside time to meditate, setting aside time to volunteer or to help, or to possibly do things that no one else will see. Because when you do those things, they could grow into great trees. They can grow into great loaves of bread that can feed many, feed thousands. Small things done well can make big results down the road. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for all of the small things that you put in front of us that we maybe not know what they will become, maybe not understand what they will become, but we do them anyway. We humble ourselves to you and we humble ourselves to do your work because your work is great. And your plan is perfect. If we can allow ourselves to sit back and understand that the result will come in your time, that we'll take those small steps and we'll do those things behind closed doors that people might not see, that might not get the recognition that we want or the recognition that we think we deserve. The only recognition that we need is you, and the only peace and grace that we need is yours. Thank you for all that you do for us. Please watch over us in the weeks ahead as we interact with family and friends and strangers. Please bless all of our families to good health. And please encourage us to continue to do the small things no matter what and to find faith and peace in all that we do. In your name we pray. Amen.